Work saved her, or work destroyed her. She couldn't tell the difference. She channeled everything into code, the anxiety, the terror, the constant low hum of, is he okay? Is he alive? Did I make a mistake? She took on extra projects, volunteered for the hard bugs, stayed online until midnight, shipping features, fixing critical issues, building things that didn't matter, because building them kept her from thinking about him. Great work this sprint, her manager said in their one-on-one. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Insomnia and existential dread, she thought. Very scalable. Grief had a great sprint velocity. The code was a life raft, and she was still drowning. But code? Code she could do. Code didn't ask anything of her. Code was just problems that could be solved. Her body would reject the shower, reject food, reject basic care, but her fingers could type for 16 hours straight. She was coding differently now, not line by line anymore, describing what she wanted in comments, generating scaffolding, shaping what came back. The tools had just gotten good that winter, or she'd just gotten desperate enough to let go. She'd always been too careful, too methodical, but now she was coding like she was running from something. Like if she stopped, she'd have to remember that she'd ended it, that she was trying to move on and failing. At night, when the work ran out, she opened her laptop again. She'd taken on a project, a full refactor of an old code base, improvements that didn't need to happen, the kind of scope that could swallow weeks. She didn't need to. She needed to. 2 in the morning. 3. The apartment dark except for the screen. The rosin pen on the desk next to the laptop. Beyond the window, the Salesforce tower pulsed through the fog. Blue, green, purple, cycling endlessly, like a screensaver she couldn't close. Her eyes closed and she kept going. The cycle didn't end. The world outside the screen disappeared. Hours passed and she didn't notice. She was casting the work, not writing it. She'd never let herself work like that before. Now she couldn't stop. She told herself she'd sleep when she was done, but there was always one more pass, one more edge case, one more make it feel right. She forgot to eat, or she remembered and kept coding anyway. The work was more important. She'd eat later. She'd sleep later. She'd take care of herself later. Right now, she needed to code.